Look, if you would, at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. The Bible says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife. What does that mean, stirreth up strife? It means he makes trouble. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. So there the Bible is again reiterating how we should be slow to anger. Look at chapter 16, verse 32. The Bible says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. So according to Proverbs 16 here, the key to being slow to anger is having rule over your spirit. That means someone who is soon angry, someone who becomes angry very quickly, basically they lack self-control. They don't have any control over their spirit. They don't have any control over their emotions. The Bible says if you lack self-control, if you lack rule over your own spirit, that's when you're just going to become angry at the drop of a hat. And he says, you know, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. Look at chapter 14, verse 17. And you see how often this is coming up about being not soon angry? I mean, we've looked at, what, 5, 6 scriptures that taught this so far? Look at chapter 14, verse 17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Look at Proverbs 21, verse 19. Proverbs 21, 19. It says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. So the Bible here warns of, you know, we've seen a lot about the angry man in the last few verses, right? Now we're being warned of the angry woman. And God says that it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. And when he's saying they're dwelling with a contentious and an angry woman, he's talking about being married to a contentious and an angry woman. He said, you'd rather be living by yourself out in the wilderness. You know, that's why a lot of men go camping a lot. You know? But he says, you know, you'd rather dwell alone out in the wilderness in that tent, he says, than to basically be in the house with a contentious and an angry woman. You know, ladies, that tells me that, you know, you need to work on anger also. This isn't just men. Because he talked a lot about an angry man, but now he's warning about women who are angry women. Wrathful women.